It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Dick will make you lose control. Dick will make you lose control. Vagina. 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 Dick will make you lose control. He's a hoe. He's a hoe. He's a hoe. Special like the ones I'm talking about. They're special like the ones I'm talking about. Inside the intra vagina. I wasn't ready for no pilot police. Salute the vagina. Salute the vagina. I am in pussy control. I am in pussy control. I am in pussy control. Salute the vagina. 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 Vagina.
Freaks, it's Tuesday, May 29th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, disfigured nipples, hyperventilating Asians, and begging girls to kick your nuts. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily. Kick it.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. As we do every Tuesday, I've got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday for you. That's a bit I do where I simply read you a porno in an attempt to either get you off or creep you out. This being Distorted View, you're probably going to be skeeved out a bit. Some of you might even get douche chills. One or two of you might suffer from toxic shock syndrome, but that has more to do with your own personal hygiene than Sextastic Tuesday. Ladies, have you changed your tampon today? Ting! A public service announcement from Distorted View. Why don't we check? Ladies, I want you all to pull down your pants. Now, do you have what looks to be dried barbecue sauce covering the opening of your cunt? Take a long whiff. Does it smell like a combination of pickled eggs and rust? If so, it might be time to change your cunt pawn. That cotton dam isn't holding up anymore. Dirty girls. Nasty. They bleed through an opening between their legs. That's why you have to use a sanitary pad. A sanitary pad? Yes, a sanitary pad. All right. Enough of me dispensing personal hygiene advice. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, racy.
Look, I suppose we all have our kink, or at least I know I do, and I like to be known as the pig maker. For ages, I'd been looking for the right guy to make over into an ideal lover. Lover. And finally, I found him. He had really let himself go and was putting on the pounds pretty fast. This story, by the way, is the Tim Henson story. Very autobiographical. Yes, he had let himself go and was putting on the pounds pretty fast. He already had a starter belly and love handles. I knew he was the kind of guy I could push over the line into obesity and total submissiveness. Submissive and stretch marky. Delicious. Like I said, it's autobiographical. Nothing turns me on like a fat, submissive gay guy, and when I discover he had a masochistic streak and gets turned on by humiliation, that just makes me even hornier. They don't call me the pig maker for nothing. At first, though, I had to make sure I had the right raw material. If I'm gonna ruin a guy's body, at least I want to make sure he's into this sort of thing. A trip to the beach was just the thing for a test run. Oh, how fun. As we were loading the car at my house, I explained the rules. From now on, he would be known as Pig Boy, and he was done making any decisions. His duffel bag would stay in my garage, and instead, he'd wear clothes from the bag I packed. There's nothing in here but a Speedo- Wait, I have to talk like a big fat gay guy. I've noticed the bigger and fatter the gay guy, the more effeminate they are. It's really weird. There's nothing in here but a Speedo swimsuit and a couple of t-shirts. Right. It's Fred from the B-52s. Put them on, Pig Boy. He hesitated, but I knew he'd fall into line. He took his clothes off, revealing the sloppy body shape of a guy who had eaten way too many pizzas. The Speedo I chose for him was far too small, making him look even fatter than he was. And the t-shirt was also too small. Even though he was only 20 or 30 pounds overweight, this Speedo and t-shirt combo revealed his sagging belly poking through between the shirt and the swimsuit. Pig Boy started to act nervously, realizing how unattractive he looked in this getup. Oh, I'm so unattractive. Oh! That's how he talks. When we got to the beach, Pig Boy looked down at the sand as we walked. He looked so sad, and that made me horny. We passed a bunch of guys playing frisbee, and from behind, one shouted, "Hey, get off the beach, you fucking whale. You make us all sick." I asked Pig Boy, "How does it feel to be the most disgusting guy on the beach? Does it turn you on?" "Yes, sir," he said softly. "Do you want me to make you uglier and even more repulsive?" "Yes, sir." "Tell me how. Beg me." "Sir, please make me uglier and more repulsive. Please, sir, make me fat and ugly. I mean, fatter and uglier. Turn me into the pig that always needs fucking." Well, back home, we curled up together on the couch. This is the romantic scene of the story. He was so affectionate, nuzzling me with his piggy snout, staring at my cock and never daring to make eye contact. I wanted so badly to put him on all fours and slide into him, but I didn't dare deviate from my plan. Oh, no, no. I already set up the equipment in my basement. Uh-oh. Equipment. You see, I have a sling from a gay leather store. You know, the kind of sling that you put a guy in so you can fuck him. I'd added some straps, and the whole contraption had to be in the basement because I knew this would be messy. Finally, ingredients to a great Sextastic Tuesday story. I instructed Pig Boy to get into the sling, and he did so, clearly sad and nervous. I think Pig Boy realized that this was a point of no return, that his life would change forever. After strapping him in nicely, I held a glass of wine up to his snout so he could drink. Thanks to a few additives, he became groggy very quickly. "That's okay. Fall asleep, Pig Boy. It's the wine that's making you sleepy. Fall asleep in my leather sling." I wasn't sure whether to put the feeding tube through his nose or through his mouth. There are pros and cons to both, you see. But what the hell, I chose the mouth. And I had the specially designed gag ready for this moment. I eased the feeding tube down his throat, very gently, and hooked it up to the apparatus I had designed for exactly this moment. My pig would be developing very quickly. When he finally came to, I explained to him what I was going to do next. "All right, Pig Boy, right now you're regretting what you got yourself into, but that doesn't matter because you're past the point of no return. The solution going into your tummy is a mixture of estrogen and Andrecur. I don't know what the hell that is. Mixed in corn syrup, and a weight gain formula that bodybuilders like to use. As an extra treat, I added some medications that slow down metabolism. I'm gonna transform you into my human pig, my fat pig boy, with a nice big fuckable ass, just the way I like him." Wow, that guy's getting really excited. "When we have sex, oh, and don't worry, that'll be your only purpose in life from now on. When we have sex, I don't want to have to think about your pleasure. No, no, your hard cock, your coming, your sexual release. Nope, Piggy, my lover has to have a permanently limp cock so that you can focus all your attention right on me. And let's compare cocks while we're at it. Whew, yours is what they call a micropenis. Not really much of a cock at all. Mine is a real man's 8 inches of meat. That kind of cock that deserves to be worshipped. And you will worship it." I was on a real roll, making myself horny with my own little speech. "In fact, your little cockette is so sickening to look at, I don't even want to see it. So before you know it, your stomach will form an apron of fat that will entirely cover your disgusting cockette, and you'll never be able to look at it again. After after a while, your belly apron fat will become so huge that you won't even be able to reach it. It'll be just some useless piece of flesh underneath all the folds of fat, and the piss will run out of the cracks between your fat rolls." Mmm, I could go for some fat rolls, a little butter. At this point, I was so horny, I just had to fuck his butt. Right there on the sling. It felt so good. I need to come all the time. It seems like I need to come all day long. And finally, I'd have my own pig boy to fuck, so I'd never have to jack off again. Paradise. I took pity on Pig Boy in my sling. I mean, after all, it must be really boring. So I rigged up a TV so he could watch and played videos of fat men fucking each other all day long. There's no getting around the fact that Pig Boy's life was going to be kind of boring from now on. But hell, I'm not a monster. No. I don't think anyone could say that about you. The estrogen in the mixture caused the most wonderful boobies to sprout. First little hills, then his nips got pointy and swollen, and then his areolas starting to widen until they were 3 or 4 inches in diameter. Then, as Pig Boy gained more weight, eventually his titties became like melting jello and just kind of sagged. Why is that hot? That's not hot. Those are bitch tits. I wonder if when that guy sticks his dick in that dude's ass and he pounds it, I wonder if, like, there are ripples, like waves in the water. Just fat. The sea of sadness. My pig boy had a nice pubic puff to start with. A lot of bulging fat around the base of his little cockette. Okay, guys, we need to see if pubicpuff.com is available. It's going to be my own personal website. As the fat collected there, his cock, already pretty small, seemed to get smaller and smaller as the pubic puff expanded and got deeper. After a while, it looked like his cockette was a little man trying to get out of the quicksand. Eventually, his cockette was gone entirely, hidden somewhere in the fat rolls. But mostly, I enjoyed watching his belly grow and grow and grow. He wasn't developing a big ball belly like some guys, but instead, my pig boy was sloppy fat. I knew he would be quite the sight when he got out of that sling. His neck and chin developed into sloppy jowls that sagged like everything else. It was a good thing I reinforced the sling so well to handle all the weight. The piss and shit were easy to squirt away with a garden hose. Although, truly, fat people do tend to smell. I think this was written by a Distorted View listener. There's really no way to clean all of those folds and between the fat rolls, under the boobs, and so on and so forth, but that was just part of being around a human pig. Every day I would describe to Pig Boy how his body was changing. I taunted him over and over about how he was the super chub he always fantasized about being. And the impotence was, of course, irreversible. He would thank me when he realized how hard it would be to reach his cockette. Maybe cockette.com is available, too. It's just as well he was permanently limp and would never be able to orgasm ever again. These changes were permanent, forever. Taunting him this way got me excited, and then I would fuck him again. After a while, I had to lift up his belly fat to get at his pussy hole. Okay, I know pussyhole.com is taken. And that's when I knew he was almost done. Pussyhole. I have to lift up your fat to get to your pussyhole. My work is almost complete. First your pussyhole, and then the world. Like, this guy's crazy. There was still a few things left to do, though. A piercing through the septum, just like a true farm animal, with a big metal ring. And since it's my animal, it was time to use the branding iron I'd been working so hard on last summer. The transformation was done! I had made him into my pig boy, my perfect lover and slave. Well, to each their own. Beauty is really in the eye of the beholder. Twice a day, Pig Boy gets on all fours so I can fill his fat ass with cum while it makes oinking noises. It. I so look forward to dressing it up in pink spandex tights to show off his bulging fat rolls and a too small t-shirt with his belly hanging down on display. Fucking go to McDonald's, you can see the same thing. I would send it out by itself to the corner store to get groceries, knowing how it hated the humiliation of walking down the street, the kids jeering, people pointing and laughing. Of course it would always come back. It had nowhere else to go, after all. Big Boy was truly broken, kind of like how a pimp breaks in a new whore, and it knew it had nowhere else to go except to come home. The end. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Ooh! PubicPuff.com is available. I might have just registered it. It's funny, like on GoDaddy, when you type in, like, you want to register a certain website, it'll give you a listing of premium websites that you can buy for, like, more money. Like, PubicCrabs.com is currently available for $650. PubicHairRemovalProducts.com is available for $900. InGrownPubicHair.com is available for about $1,150. And PuffSleeve is available for $900. Kind of sounds like a bizarre sex term. The old puff, I gave her the old puff sleeve. All right, in case anyone wants to buy some overpriced domains, there you go. Hey, speaking of domains, surf on over to this domain, superfreaksideshow.com, and sign up for the DV Sideshow. It's our member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the DV archives, plus extended shows. So after the free show ends here, if you're a Sideshow member and you're subscribed to that feed, you'll get like 10 or 15 minutes of extra show content. It's wonderful. And I do that usually a couple times a week. Plus, I'm doing video casts and all sorts of stuff. Superfreaksideshow.com is the address. Sign up now. Ting! Keep me off the streets. Gots to support my huffing habit. ain't cheap. All right, first story we have for you today. These are all relatively short. A Fort Lauderdale attorney. Wait a second. That would be in... Oh, Jesus.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Ooh, that one is all professional and shit. I gotta step up my game. All right, yes, a Fort Lauderdale attorney has sued a Boca Raton family after he said their dog bit his left tit. He says nipple, I say tit. According to the suit, William R. Cohen needs the money to pay for medical treatment, loss of income, and loss of nipple, and for general damage for pain, suffering... Oh, wait. For pain... suffering... physical disfigurement... and a loss of sexual comfort and desire.
Oh, racy.
It's my new favorite clip, by the way.
Ooh, racy.
Everyone check out whorehole.org for a little more Cheryl Murkowski.
Honey.
The prolapse starts and ends with Cheryl Murkowski. All right, yes. This guy, loss of sexual comfort and desire. This guy was a tit freak. Cohen said he got attacked after he grabbed the dog off a girl who was bitten moments earlier. That dog was gnawing on her uterus, like just pulling it out. That's when the guy pulled the dog off of the girl's cunt. And that's when the dog turned his attention to the guy. And the dog's first thought?
You clamped down on that goddamn kid and you bite it off!
Angry dog. The suit filed Monday claims that Stephen Bushouse, his wife Michelle, and father James are responsible for the March 31st bite at Misner Park. I'm sorry, Misner Bark. Ugh. Boca Raton's dog park. Okay. Cohen is seeking damages of at least $15,000. He estimates in the suit that damages for medical treatment and for general lifetime damages for pain, suffering, and physical disfigurement could reach $1 million. Dun, dun, dun.
So juicy.
Wow, I'm breaking out all sorts of bell dings today. Quote, I am not a litigious person. I was just looking to do the right thing, said Cohen, 36, referring to him keeping Taz, the two-year-old terrier, off of the girl. I was just trying to protect this little girl. He was hurting her. She was screaming and crying. every time a baby cries, I get stronger. I feed on their tears. Delicious sadness. Quote, I never would pick up someone else's dog, he added. Cohen said he was there with his dog when he saw Taz attack the child and the puppy. Stephen Bushouse took Taz away, but moments later, the dog ran back and bit the girl's puppy, and then her. Cohen grabbed Taz off the girl, and then the dog bit his tit. The dog clamped down on that goddamn tit! But according to the Bushouses, Cohen was at fault for grabbing their Jack Russell Terrier during a doggy scuffle. Cohen wanted the Bushouses to pay for his medical expenses, but they never did, so he sued. Wonder if you can donate nipples. If that's like part of the organ donor program. Yeah, you see this nipple? This one was transplanted. I got the nipple of a 19-year-old. Hot. One nipple is real tiny and the other one is like a fucking dish plate. Alright, second story we have for you today. This is one of the most retarded stories I've ever read, and it just reaffirms the fact that I, A, hate children, and B, I weep for the future. Yes, the story comes from Japan. Land of the rising retards, apparently. 11 junior high school students suffered hyperventilation and were rushed to the hospital after talking about ghosts on a bus during a school trip. That's pretty much the whole story. They are fully conscious and their conditions are not serious. Doctors say they suspect the students suffered hyperventilation as a result of anxiety caused by tales of ghosts. All right, this is a culture where scat films are the norm, right? You know, girls vomiting into a bathtub and then scrubbing their skin with regurgitated spring rolls is, like, just what you do on a Saturday morning. That's how we spend our weekends. Bathing in vomit that looks like clam chowder. Mmm. Honey, I'm kind of tired. Can you get the bath ready for me? But the second you sneak up behind a poor little Japanese kid and yell, boo, they're fucking in the intensive care unit. Around 12:20 p.m., the Yakult Honsha something factory, whatever, made an emergency call to the local fire station saying some students on an inspection tour fell ill and they were asking for an ambulance. 11 of the 77 students from Sakai Municipal... Oh, Jesus. Mikayukanagogi Junior High School. There's a slight chance I may have mispronounced that. The 77 were among 214 second-year students on a two-day school trip and were to go back to school later in the day. Didn't happen, though, did it? Chances are, I'm guessing these kids just wanted to get out of class, right? So they just made up a fucking story. Final story we have for you today, another short one. This one comes from Ontario. I was just there. Police and I had nothing to do with this story, I promise you. Police in Ontario are looking for a man who allegedly approached women and asked them to kick him in the crotch. Three women reported similar incident. Why is this news? Who cares? Guy asked to be kicked in the crotch. Most women would be happy to do that. Kick a man in the crotch? Sure, I'd love to. Sure, the fucking bastard deserved it for one reason or another. Three women reported similar incidents to police over the past 2 months, and two of the women reported the suspect was on a bicycle. Hey, ladies! Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching! Any of you want to kick me in the crotch? You can just call me Pig Boy. For the record, no women have reported injuries. Police Sergeant Kate Welsh said Monday the man's request is not a crime, but they are concerned nonetheless. That kind of behavior tends to be a precursor to sexual assault. But the guy wants someone to hurt him. If the women were smart, they would have just kicked the shit out of his nuts. Maybe a little ball popping would have been nice. Guarantee you he wouldn't be fucking riding a bicycle for a while. Yes, that kind of behavior tends to be a precursor to sexual assault. That's what we're trying to determine, said Welsh. So there you go. That is your distorted news every Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's see what my freaky deekies are up to.
Hey, Tim, you don't deserve a bulldog cock.
Well, you know what? I am going to pour Drano in your cunt for that comment.
Tim, sure being from New York, I think I'm in a good mood, so I'm going to give you another bizarre sex term.
Ooh, bizarre sex term.
Called the Mako oil change a la Briar's chocolate swirl.
Okay.
Listen to this carefully. Cover your cock with any chocolate syrup. Doesn't matter which one. As long as it's thick. Now, when you're hard and ready, bang the girl in the ass hard as hell. When you're close, don't do anything. Just take it out and let her spew it out manually, as if she's taking a shit, but make sure your cock is close so you can have it covered. She might have to squat over it to make sure she slowly spews it out. It may take several minutes.
I'm confused.
Now, use your heart again, deep throat her mouth, and make her gag on it. Now, come in the mouth. Make sure she swallows it all. Cum and chocolate combined. Now that's what you call natural flavoring. Screw you, Briar. Anyway, wonderful, wonderful distorted view.
Oh,
please,
thank you.
Keep on going. Don't worry about the errors from Windows Vista. You don't know that shit sucks anyway.
Anywho, don't worry about what?
Think about the errors from Windows Vista. You don't know
the earth. I don't give a shit about the earth.
Hey, Tim, it's Hunter.
I got my own problems. Free. Jesus Christ.
Right. Hey, Sam and Thunder, one of your super freaks.
Ooh!
And I was going through the SciShow website, and I gotta say, Sam, I'm paying you all this money, and I'm pretty disappointed. When are you gonna put the skanks up there in the bit section? When are we gonna get some fucking ringtones?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of bits over the years, and you people need to tell me what you want on the bit section or whatever, and I'll put them up there, all right? You got the full fucking archive right there. You can download all the goddamn shows. I do extended shows, video casts. Get those ringtones up too soon. Jesus Christ, leave me alone. I'm doing a lot of work for you.
Hey, Tim, this is Jeremy from D.C. I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Okay.
It's called the uptight executive. It's when a gay businessman participates in a gangbang during his lunch hour and gets his ass filled with loads from at least five different other guys. Then he puts back...
Why is five the magic number?
Then he puts back on his expensive suit and goes back to work. Tries to keep that suit clean by keeping his butthole as tight as he can. Ooh. Until the end of the day where he can get home.
That's kind of like a game, a challenge.
Dump it all out.
I think that they did that on Double Dare once, didn't they?
Hey, Tim. What's going on? Susie, an 8-year-old girl from FUA. Kind of wondering if you want to pick me up after school in these days and fuck my tight little hairless pussy.
Oh, well.
I don't know if you're interested. I am.
Good.
Maybe we can get a cornhole swallower to watch, and that would just be hot. Well, X's and O's to you, sweetheart.
X's and O's right back to
you. Hey, Tim, you're still wrong about people not listening to your show on Memorial Day, man. I listened to it. I listened to it at 6 o'clock in the morning when I woke up and went to work. You know, because I'm not like everyone else who fucking parties out on Memorial Day and all that. I decided I'd work today so I could get paid twice as much as everyone else.
Yeah. Why don't I get paid twice as much on, or much on Memorial Day?
All right, dude. Just thought I'd let
everyone
you know.
Should give me $10.
Hey, Tim. It's Rachel. I live in Arizona right now, but my mom is forcing me to move to a place called Gahanna.
Oh,
Ohio.
Jesus. Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
wondering if you know anything about it, and if you could tell me a little bit about Ohio.
Well, Gahanna was formed in 1877 by the Earl of Gonorrhea. I don't know. No, Gahanna is pretty much in Columbus, basically. Like, you're right there. Basically one of the suburbs of Columbus or whatever. You'll be a part of the Columbus scene. It's not very far from downtown Columbus. I don't know if you drive or not. I don't know how old you are, but yeah. So, I don't know. Fucking look it up yourself. Jesus Christ. What the hell am I? Who do you think I am? An idiot. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in your god. My pig boy has a nice pubic puff. .com. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back here tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
This is the devil. Do you hear me? You have got the devil inside you!
Please don't hit me.
You are full of sin and disease!